And we're talking with Avery Ellison. Avery is a member of the trio called Jet Set Get Set, been performing at a lot of places, fairs and festivals for a couple of years now, and recently have their first professionally produced album recorded in Nashville. They'll be performing on this Wednesday night, in fact, downtown Cincinnati at Toby Keith's. And here to talk about the new album and the upcoming concert, Avery Ellison. Jet Set Get Set's manager, Kelly Jetty's on hand as well. Avery, Kelly, welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Thanks for being here. Avery, you're one of the three singers in Jet Set Get Set. The others, Tori Little and Sadie Loveland. And the three of you are teenagers. How old?
We're all 15.
The musicians who play with you, all fellas?
Oh, yeah.
Teenagers as well?
Yes, except for Kelly's dad, Grandpa, on keyboard.
And how long have you been playing music together?
About 2 years now. The boys just joined us last year, though.
Who was playing with you prior to that?
We were just singing to karaoke tracks before.
That's how you got started.
Yes.
It's been kind of a wonderful ride so far, and it seems like you're on the way up. Has it been fun?
Oh, yeah. Tons of fun.
In a recent review, the country music website called Music News Nashville really paid you what I think is a good compliment. I want to get your take on it, saying that Jet Set Get Set has the potential to be the next Dixie Chicks. Dixie Chicks, obviously, a hugely popular band. How do you feel about a comparison like that or that kind of review?
I think it's amazing because we even sing some of the Dixie Chicks songs, so it's really cool to think that they have faith that we can become like them because they're so talented.
You had a, if I'm not mistaken, a homemade CD, correct?
Yes.
And all of a sudden, you are in Nashville recording a professional CD. How'd this whole thing come about?
The children were performing for RFD Television's Shotgun Red Show in Nashville, Tennessee. And we were performing one of our originals named Indiana Baby. Jack Gale, who is a prolific radio gentleman, was watching the television show that Sunday evening. And the next day, I got a phone call. And I could not believe that Jack Gale was calling me. It was only a matter of days until contracts were in place and only a matter of weeks before we ended in Nashville, Tennessee with those fantastic musicians and a fantastic studio with the most terrific engineer, and it's history from there.
Jack Gale had his own record label, correct?
Jack Gale did have his own record label. He had retired, and after seeing the girls and boys performing on the RFD television show, he chose to come out of retirement and reestablish Playback Records.
Back up just a little bit. How did you get the initial gig on the television show, the Shotgun Red television show?
I had arranged that.
Did you have to jump through hoops to do that?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
It took approximately 6 to 8 months to arrange for Jet Set Get Set to have a spot on the filming of that show.
Avery, how'd that go? That must have been a thrill of a lifetime.
Oh, it was fantastic. I loved performing there. And there were other musicians that performed there, too, and they were all just so nice and so talented.
Visiting with Avery Ellison and the manager of Jet Set Get Set, Kelly Jetty. Some of the musicians you played with in Nashville, well-known musicians. These aren't people that came in off the street. These are some pretty well-known musicians. Guitarist Carrie Marks has worked with Johnny Cash, also worked with Bob Dylan. Pianist Michael Rojas has done session work with Martina McBride, Lady Antebellum, fiddler Wanda Vick, who has done some work with Travis Tritt, also the band Perry. What's it mean to you to have these hotshot musicians?
Well, when we first came there, I was really kind of starstruck because me, I'm just a 15-year-old girl working with all these fabulous musicians who have been doing it their whole life. But once you get to know them, they're all really humble and thrilled to work with. They're all super talented.
And we should thank Jack Gale and producer Jim Pierce for affording us those musicians.
For rounding up these heavy hitters.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was beyond our wildest imagination to work with those musicians.
Well, one of the songs your mother wrote on the album, and you sing it, I think it's called Stronger. It has an inspirational message for people who, well, from time to time might feel rejected. I want to listen to that song, and then we'll talk a little bit about it.
Okay.
Okay? It's Stronger, and this is Jet Set Get Set.
If I drove a brand new caddy, I might turn a head or two. But I prefer my beat-up Chevy. 'cause we've been through a thing or two. You may be frayed around the edges, just like my favorite pair of jeans, but you have had your share of heartache.
Visiting with Avery Ellison. She's one of three members of the group called Jet Set Get Set. We just heard a song called Stronger from the debut professionally released album that's titled Saturday Night. Stronger, your mother wrote. What's it mean to you?
It's really cool that my mom wrote this, and also one of my older brothers wrote it with her, Trent. I think the message behind Stronger, what it means to me, is when you're going through hard times, it just helps you remember that at the end of the day, those struggles that you went through will make you a better person and will make you stronger in the long run. And it can also be kind of an anti-bullying song because, like other songs, Stronger has different meanings for different people. So whenever you're feeling down, you can just listen to the song and it'll kind of give you hope.
What about the record? Are you getting any airplay on radio?
We are getting airplay on radio, and it's so much fun to search and find out who's listening and where. I know that the radio stations in North Dakota, Baltimore, Florida, Hattiesburg, Mississippi have been giving us spins, as well as a few local radio stations.
What songs in particular are getting played?
Saturday Nights, the title
song.
Yes.
Excellent. I'm wondering about the genre of music that you chose to go into. In my mind, normally, and I might have this all wrong, but people your age, teenagers, are more driven to the pop style of music.
Yes.
You're more driven to country style. How'd that happen?
The group was formed when I was a music teacher. The original member, Tori Little, grew up on country music. Her family were avid country music fans. And so when I would choose a song for Tori, country music songs naturally fit her style. There was no teaching. It just fit like a glove.
You mentioned you were a teacher.
Yes.
And you're relatively new to this business. Now, how are you finding managing a singing group?
My initial goals were to sing at Farmer's Fair and the Pumpkin Show. And we had so much fun doing that.
Something happened along the way there.
Yes. And so I did not begin with the thought of I'm going to take this industry by storm. It built itself. It's kind of a nonstop train. And of course, I was strategically putting things in place to promote the group. But I had no idea that every little drop in my bucket would lead to this huge waterfall of great musical opportunities that we're experiencing at this point. And we definitely enjoyed the Pumpkin Fair and the Farmer's Fair as well. But this is a whole new ballgame.
Oh, yeah. That's Kelly Jetty, and she manages the group Jet Set Get Set. I want to listen to another song. In fact, it's the title song from the CD called Saturday Night. And it was turned into a music video. Before we listen, talk to me about the Lawrenceburg shoot on the video. How'd that go at Lawrenceburg High School?
Yes, sir. It was fantastic.
It was 2 days of filming with LA producer. The whole school was involved. The cheerleaders, the band members, the flag corps, the football team, the community completely supported us. The principal, Bill Snyder, let us romp all over his school for 2 days, even on a Sunday. And of course, we have local support from people like Bubba Bo.
somebody else was involved, and that would be the Lawrenceburg Fire Department.
Yes.
I don't have the details, but I do want to know what happened with the fire department. Why'd they show up?
Well,
you go ahead.
We were kind of obsessed with the smoke machines, and that in turn made the smoke alarms go off, and then the fire department showed up.
So how long did it take before they got it under control?
It was quickly under control, and filming proceeded.
Was that mid-video, or was it towards the end?
It was mid-video, right in the middle of the day on Sunday evening. The fire department was, of course, invited to participate. They declined.
That was for the video Saturday night. Let's give that tune a listen right now. This is Jet Set Get Set, the title song from Saturday Night. Jet Set Get Set, that was Saturday Night, and that's the title song from the brand new CD recorded in Nashville. Well, the video sounds like fun. Is it getting played anywhere?
Well, on YouTube, we have 80,000 views, over 80,000.
Jet Set Get Set's got a gig coming up this Wednesday evening, going to be performing at Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill. And also, it's going to be a fundraiser, too, for one of my favorite charities in town here called Play It Forward. Do you know much about the benefit about Play It Forward?
Play It Forward is a nonprofit organization that benefits local musicians in the greater Cincinnati area that have experienced some type of catastrophic or medical emergency. And we are so proud to be a part of a benefit for Play It Forward. The proceeds from CD sales the evening of Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill show will go to benefit Play It Forward.
And that's coming up Wednesday night, Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill. All the best to you. This is going to be a wonderful ride, I think. It's already beginning in that direction, and we wish you nothing but the best. If you want a link to Jet Set Get Set, we've got their webpage on our website, wbxu.org. You can go there. Thanks once again for visiting with us.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.
Baby, oh, it's just like a candy store. Think about you. That's what I think when I think about you.